countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Well, here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. Oh, we got Dr. Rebecca Carley joining us for the second half of the show tonight. It'll be interesting. We got some stuff we're going to talk about, especially like Gardasil vaccine. We want to talk about that and some new stuff there. Also, we are going to be talking about the bone density tests for the first part of the show. And what that may mean for you or someone you know that has been told they have osteoporosis. Coming up, though, next month, don't forget, we're going to interview chemist and author Shane Ellison. He is the author of Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. And if you want a free sample chapter of his book, go to the powerherbs.com website, and under What's New, you can click the link and go over to Shane's website for a free sample chapter. Also, on the 11th of October, we're going to be talking with Dr. Malcolm Hill. He's written a book which is being released the end of this month called God's Healthcare Plan. So looks like a real interesting book as well. And, of course, on the 18th, which is the third Tuesday, Dr. Carley will be back with us. So lots of good stuff coming up in the next few weeks here on Herb Talk Live. Well, we have a quack report, but before we do that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for them and all of America. We have to pray in some righteous men and women to take, you know, positions of power. I mean, the kind of men and women that have fruits that are real, you know, real righteousness, and they're not just giving us lip talk. So we got to pray that in. We got to become one nation under God once again. We got to stop what we've been doing. You know, America's been sinning. There's no way other to say it. We've been sinful, and we need to repent from that and get back on track, or we're in for a bumpy ride. And we got some new quackers. We're going to test drive some new quackers tonight, so feedback's important, so don't let me down. So without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
There's Daffy for you. Okay, a little lightheartedness. You can't lose your joy, folks. Okay, there's a study that has shown an increased statistics in mammograms also result in more mastectomies. There is a correlation. Yeah, mammograms, long touted as essential for that early detection of breast cancer in order to help women avoid surgery, may actually result in unnecessary mastectomies, according to a Norwegian study. The study suggests that mastectomy rates are on the rise as the number of women are receiving screening procedures like the mammograms. Of course, you know, Dr. Carley's been on the show and has said, you know, radiation will give you cancer. Duh. So the study drew on some data from the Norwegian National Breast Cancer Screening Program. They had 35,000 women ages 40 to 79 that were diagnosed with early or invasive breast cancers. Oslo researchers discovered 31% increased risk of mastectomy among the women who received the mammograms compared to the ones that did not. There you go. Stay away from the doctor, right? What else we got? Increased vitamin D. If you increase that vitamin D blood serum, guess what? You're not only going to prevent cancer, but you're also going to add some years to your life, according to the researchers. They published this finding in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Small increase in sunshine, vitamin D, can add precious years to your life. The study was done by Dr. W.B. Grant of the Sunlight Nutrition and Health Research Center in San Francisco, and they found that when you double the serum blood concentration of vitamin D, you would increase your average life expectancy by 2 years. And Dr. Grant identified the major diseases that would respond to that increased level in D. In other words, it helps you sidestep the disease or get over it. Cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, tuberculosis, respiratory disease, and various infections. So doubling the circulation level of that vitamin D lowers the mortality rates of disease that are sensitive to that vitamin D by approximately 20%. So Dr. Grant said, you know, several ways to raise your serum vitamin D include food fortification, supplementation, and, of course, increasing your ultraviolet B exposure. So definitely very cool. Get some sunlight out there. What else is next? Drug company CEOs are targeted by the government. They're cracking down on illegal marketing. The pharmaceutical companies are often prosecuted for what is known as off-label marketing. And what that means is it's a form of fraud where the company pushes a drug with higher doses than the FDA has permitted, or for a purpose that's not been approved, or for a group of individuals whom it was not allowed to be used on. So if the government successfully prosecutes an offending pharmaceutical company for off-label marketing, the government is actually obligated to ban that company from future sales to government medical agencies like Medicare, Medicaid, Veterans Administration. And, you know, that's lots of lost business, which could result in either a collapse of the company or some serious downsizing. And, you know, with Obamacare one-payer system rolling off in 2012, right? However, what happens if the transgressing company is too big to fail? Well, it happened that Pfizer, big company, was prosecuted in 2009, had some aggressive off-label marketing and other violations. The Department of Justice prosecuted and won, collected $2.2 billion in civil claim violations. Also, Pfizer called on a shell company to take the fall. It was Pharmacia. A shell company, it took the fall for that purpose in 2007 and 2009, so the major culprit can keep doing what it's doing. That's how they get around that. Okay, moving along in the Quack Report. Anybody out there smoking and want to quit? Well, those new drugs that you see on the TV and in the magazines, the Chantix and Zyvan, heads up, there's more than meets the eye there. Suicide is a side effect of the smoking cessation pills, and several lawsuits have been filed because the manufacturers of these pills do not provide ample warning. Smoking cessation pills like Chantix and Zyvan make anxiety and depression worse. So Chantix blocks nicotine receptor sites in your brain in order for you to reduce your nicotine craving, but it also is a process, it naturally affects the brain. All that naturally manufactured dopamine and serotonin gets blocked as well, and so it creates a dangerous side effect. Chantix blocks the natural reactions in your brain, preventing a person from coping appropriately, especially dealing with anxiety, depression, and frustration. So the Chantix actually disables your natural fight or flight reaction, makes even small problems seem like insurmountable issues, leading to a feeling of intense anxiety and even also to thoughts of suicide. Sleeplessness and nightmares are the most common side effects, but there are also psychiatric symptoms, psychosis, schizophrenia, hallucination, bipolar disorder you can develop from taking the stuff. Now, the Zyvan drug is actually an antidepressant, and the most common side effect for that one is dry mouth, agitation, insomnia, headache, nausea, constipation, and tremors. Sometimes weight loss, seizures can occur, especially if you're taking higher doses of the Zyvan. And women who have been taking it while pregnant, they may give birth to a baby with a heart defect. So your body creates dopamine to help you with stress and anxiousness. But nicotine, if you're smoking year after year, eventually your body stops creating the dopamine and relies on the nicotine instead. So this is the problem. Hey, have you tried an herb called lobelia? It has an alkaloid in it called lobeline. It tends to mimic nicotine, so it calms down the craving, but it's not addictive. So it doesn't interfere with the dopamine and all that stuff. So try some liquid lobelia, not in pills or capsules, but in a liquid. Has to be aged properly in two different catalysts of alcohol and vinegar, so insist on that. If you don't know where to find that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and you'll get their number soon in the show. Last but not least in the Quack Report, frankincense herb, that ancient herb. Cardiff University scientists discovered that this old-timey traditional herb actually is very efficient against painful arthritis. It's an herb that is obtained from trees in Venezuela, and it's been an ancient herb. It's been sold and traded in the Arabian Peninsula in North Africa for like 5,000 years. But the University of Oklahoma Health and Science Center conducted a study on frankincense, and it says the resins help inhibit the development of even cancer cells in patients with bladder cancer. And also it's great for osteoarthritis. And we're going to be talking about some bone issues today, so frankincense may be on your horizon. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Oh, Oh, thank you, magical engineer Frank. Well, new quackers. We'll see how you like them. Okay, I want you to beware of the bone density tests out there. They're not always what they seem to be. Because it just amazes me how much marketing is involved in mainstream healthcare. There is so much hanging on the bottom line that allopathic medicine will sacrifice your longevity just to stay in the black. So why, while they convince you that you have your, they have your best interest at heart, they are actually using scientific half-truths and even downright lies to sell you products and services. So in the last 10 years or so, there's been a push for treatments regarding osteoporosis. Now, it is not unlike the push that we see for the cholesterol treatment, where it's making every man, woman, and child a candidate for the cholesterol drug therapy. So if you heard the show that I did recently, I think it was on the 8th. Yes, it was on the 8th. Here on American Voice, it was called Toxic Food. It was regarding animal calcium. If you missed the show, hit the archives and go back and listen to that, because the propaganda that the American public has endured regarding milk and bone health by medical science and the American Dietetic Association and the Department of Agriculture and the government is pretty much unbelievable. We have 80 to 100% more dairy on the shelf, which is accounting for nearly 40% of our diet, and we're told our bones are like Swiss cheese anyway. So let's take a moment to examine the science behind the bone density tests that are used to convince patients, especially women, that they need pharmaceutical drugs to prevent their bones from turning into dust. Okay, let's look at that. We want to look at what is known as the BMD, B as in boy, M as in Mary, D as in Dolly report, the BMD report. There is a reason doctors and scientists wear that white lab coat. The imagery projected is purity and truth. So you dig deeper, and what you're going to find is maybe a little dirty petticoat that peeks out beneath that little lab jacket. So how do doctors scientifically convince you that your bones are a mess and you desperately need to be put on drugs like Fosamax for the rest of your life? Well, they test you. They use this test called the BMD, the Bone Mineral Density Test. Now, how do they do this test? So how is it done? Well, they use a DXA, which is stands for a dual energy X-ray absorptiometry test. If I can get it out. What it does is just measures the bone mass in the lumbar spine and even the hip area. Other studies they could do could include your CT scans, the quantitative ultrasound, or the broadband ultrasound. And many of the studies are still considered experimental. Now, according to physician and researcher Dr. John Lee, he says the science behind this moneymaker was basically the collaboration between the drug manufacturers Weiss, Everest, and Merck. And later on, the medical equipment manufacturers joined in. So in the early 1990s, Weiss, Everest was making the hormone replacement drug Premarin. That drug debuted in 1942. And Merck was about to market it to the media, a new drug called Fosamax, and that drug debuted in 2005. So their collaboration was marketing. They marketed to the media this, how we're going to improve the, quote, osteoporosis education of millions of baby boomers. Do you remember the Alphabet News Networks picking up on that and promoting that to baby boomers, the, quote, osteoporosis education moment? Well, so how do they manipulate things to convince a majority of the aging populace they have osteoporosis? Well, you make a bone density test, which is easy to do and widely available, and you get the insurance companies to go along and cover the majority of the test costs, and you hire a marketing firm to hire celebrities to promote the drug solution to your problem. But do you really have a bone problem? Well, you think you do when the measurement scale on the test has been rigged, basically. The, quote, normal values on the test are set to make sure that nearly every postmenopausal woman taking the test will fail it and receive a diagnosis of osteoporosis. Now, this test is so bad that even the premenopausal women are snagged in this net. I want you to be aware, if you're a petite female, you're going to be more of a target, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. So let's take a closer look, because when you dig for the truth, you will find some inconsistencies. Now, this BMD, which, of course, is your test that stands for bone mineral density, your bone mineral density test will measure mineral density of the bones and other hormones that affects our metabolism and our bone health. So this is what they take into account, the bone density and your hormone levels. So when women taking the BMD test and they fall below the elevated normal levels, and then they're scared into thinking they need some estrogen hormone replacement drugs and drugs to slow the demineralization of their bones, ergo a prescription is handed to them for Permarin and Fosamax. Well, in reality, 99% of the women being tested do not have an estrogen deficiency, but rather have what is called estrogen dominance, where they have symptoms of being, you know, slightly overweight, have a sluggish metabolism, have some PMS symptoms, irregular periods as they approach or even exit the time of menopause. Now, I want to talk about quickly these drug side effects, because most of you are aware of the side effects of Permarin. You've heard the news and the reports on that. And most physicians today do not prescribe this drug as readily as they once did because of the dramatic increased risk of breast and uterine cancer. Okay, now, I recommend avoiding pharmaceutical drugs as much as possible, like the plague. So the side effects of your Fosamax are listed in your physician's desk reference. It's even on the druggist printout and all over the internet. So here are some of the side effects that are highlighted for Fosamax. And this is supposed to prevent your bones from demineralizing. Okay, so you get some nausea, some abdominal cramping, maybe some gas and bloating, diarrhea. You may even get severe constipations to the point that it creates a dangerous obstruction. There could be an ulceration of the esophagus, a really nasty, rare skin rash, eye problems, and muscle, joint, and bone pain. But you know what? Patients are not told that this drug has the ability to remain in the body 15 years after you discontinue it because the drug chemicals bind to protein and it becomes incorporated into your bone and prevents the body from removing old weak bone material to make room for healthy new bone material. So, in the long run, Fosamax will give you osteoporosis. So this, and I want to mention a real creepy aspect of this drug is that, and most people don't know this, there's this real serious side effects to Fosamax that it will disintegrate your jawbone, also known as osteosclerosis of the jaw, ONJ, also called dead jaw. What happens is the Fosamax drug blocks blood flow to the jawbone, which leads to death and total collapse of the jawbone. So this is an extremely painful situation for the victim that suffers from this, and they also suffer from oral infections, loss of teeth, and exposed dying bone inside the oral cavity. Gross. So this unfortunate souls that were convinced to take this dangerous drug, and if they get diagnosed with dead jaw, you know how many get diagnosed with dead jaw each year? 20,000 people get diagnosed with that. And you know what? The personal injury lawyers, they're having a field day with Merck. They are. Well, I don't want you to panic. Please don't panic, because if you had a bone mineral density test and your doctor says that you have compression fractures and you must take some pharmaceutical action right away, don't panic. Okay? Take a few days to think about it and do your homework. Okay? The problem with the various studies, used to determine bone density is that they all have limitations. Each study measures slightly different bone characteristics, offering different results. So if you intend to compare your bone density over time, use the same test each time. Now, the other thing to consider is that the bone density varies depending on the size of the patient's bones and the mineral concentration in the bone. So think about it. A larger patient with bigger bones compared to a smaller person, and the energy beam that goes through the larger bone encounters more minerals than it would if it transversed through the smaller person's bones with the same density. Therefore, if the true density measurement were identical in both bones, the reading would show a higher density in the larger person's bones. So what this means is that normal density for one patient may be higher density for another. And however, you know, the drug companies really don't care about that. They just want you to buy their drugs. And in most cases, if you stick to a healthy diet, get some regular exercise, and get some calcium from your vegetables, your fruits, and some of your herbs, you won't need a prescription. Okay? Now, if you would like a free list of calcium-rich foods and herbs, you can include those into your diet as, you know, as a preventative and also to improve your bone density as a natural way. The folks at Apothecary Herbs will provide that for you free. All you have to do is request it. You can get on their website at thepowerherbs.com and email them a request for that. It is not on the website to look at or download, but you can email them asking for that free list of calcium-rich foods. Also, if you don't have internet access, you can call them toll-free, and that number is 866-229-3663. Now, it's a great day. All the doom and gloom aside, it is a great day when you realize that you have the power to change your health situation from a negative to a positive. Yes, you do. So God has provided us powerful plant nutrition to help balance hormones for proper mineral density and healthy bones. So it's a whole lot easier and safer to trust God's provision than what scientists cook up in the lab. So look into your herbs and help balance your hormones. For men and women, there's herbs for that. There's herbs for calcium, the high calcium, magnesium and boron, the perfect ratio that the body likes. And it's in your plant and your foods. It's in your herbs and your foods. So call Apothecary Herbs and you can ask them about the female cycle balance formula or the female maturity formula. And, of course, they also have one for men called the male hormone formula because men get osteoporosis, too. And also, see their liquid. It's a liquid calcium formula. Broad-spectrum nutrition is also available in their Body Foundation food mix. So these are all water-soluble and instantly absorbed formulas. No pills to digest and swallow, which is really a nice Nice. So don't forget about the natural mineral nutrition that you're going to need from sun-dried organic Celtic sea salt. And they have that, too. It's available at their website, thepowerherbs.com. Or you give them a call, toll-free, get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., international number is 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. And don't forget, while you're getting that catalog, ask for that free list of calcium-rich foods and herbs. Add them to the diet. I know, it's insanely simple, but it works. Got to take a break. Dr. Carly on the other side. Be right back.
Call me in the morning. Ooh, 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 ooh. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief Formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we have with us our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley. She joins us the third Tuesday of the month here on Herb Talk. And if you're interested in checking out her website, go to the links area on thepowerherbs.com and click on Dr. Carley's banner to get over to her website. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Carley. How are you?
Thank you, Wendy. Living in hell. more and more outrageous things coming out all the time. There's so much to talk about, but I'll let you lead us where you want to go.
Well, we communicated a little bit earlier with the email, and I was asking you if you had heard about the Sanevax Incorporated that did some testing on vials of Gardasil from various countries, U.S., Australia, New Zealand, and they discovered this genetically modified strain of DNA in there. And then you said you had been in contact with Sanevax Incorporated. Can you fill us in on what you've learned?
Well, I've had a number of email back and forth with Leslie Boswa, I think her name is. One of the things I find very disturbing is that in all of the emails she sent out, and I asked her about this, that you're not talking about the fact that no vaccine has ever been tested for cancer, including the Gardasil vaccine. And, in successive emails that she sent out to the FDA and other places, she still is not mentioning that. So I don't understand why that's not happening, because, that's like such a gigantic red flag. There are no words. But at the same time, I get emails from this Fierce Pharma, which people can check out at Fierce, F-I-E-R-C-E, pharma.com. And you can, ask for whatever emails you want to get. They have a separate group for vaccines. And a recent email I got back from them is about the rising star called Inovio that's making DNA vaccines. So the fact that they're finding, this strange DNA in HPV vaccines is not surprising, because this is like the latest thing now in the mad scientist realm, that they're, developing vaccines made out of the DNA of the germs or the pathogens, and they're claiming that that's going to be so much safer and easier to deliver because they can be stored in different ways for third world countries, etc. And of course, if the idea of getting injected with foreign DNA does not make you stand up and say what's going on here, then you must be brain dead, because obviously DNA vaccines actually incorporate the DNA of the bug into you. And it alters your genetic structure. So, yes, it's very, very important. And also, this whole idea of Sanevax, I wasn't able to find out what SANE stands for in this Sanevax, but there is no Sanevax. I mean, they're all insane, so... I have a
same vaccine. Well, according to, I think it was Dr. Lee, he was the pathologist at the lab that tested the Gardasil. He considered this discovery, qualified it as a biohazard, a biological weapon.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's a green flag.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought for a minute Dr. Rebecca Carley should have been in that line, not Dr. Lee, because that's what you've been saying for, like, ever.
That is exactly what I've been saying, yes.
So, and he says it's a very dangerous situation because it persists in the blood, and he says there's really no telling what can happen. He says, so you're looking at Russian roulette instead of a gun. It's a syringe,
which is another thing I've been saying forever. But yes, in fact, and this is what people have to realize, because as far as there being no telling. One of the things that the Sanevax people did report in their various emails, over 20,000 adverse events reported to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting Agency. Many deaths. I had a client myself in the state of Washington, 11-year-old girl that got the Gardasil vaccine on the same day as she got a hepatitis vaccine. They later diagnosed her with non-A, non-B, non-C, non-D, non-E hepatitis. In other words, a brand new strain. Obviously, the HPV combined with the hepatitis to develop this new strain of hepatitis that's never been seen, which I'm sure will now be turned into a biological weapon as well. And that's what people have to realize, is that the DNA is mutated. You know, these vaccines, they all work together, especially when you get multiple doses at one time and create monsters. And, yes, you know, there is telling what could happen, and it is happening. And, you know, nothing is being done about it. As always, you know, the doctors who are now being threatened with felonies, if they, you know, come up with any non-chemo, non-radiation way to deal with cancer, which shows how controlled they are, and none of them have a backbone to stand up and say, wait a minute, you know, I should be able to do what I know is right. They're just going along with the program and continuing this death squad type of hit on their patients. It's unbelievable. That's what's going on.
Well, I know you've mentioned from time to time other diseases that, you know, were, you know, not naturally occurring. I think one of them was Lyme's disease. I think, and, you know, I know doctors diagnose people with Lyme's disease. I actually knew somebody at the hospital with Lyme's disease. But I've also heard that the CDC denies the existence of chronic Lyme disease or any kind of pandemic of Lyme disease that's occurring. What's your opinion on that?
Well, the CDC is a military organization involved in genocide. I call them the Centers for Disease Creation. And the only thing, well, first of all, let me say that when you give antibiotics to somebody with Lyme disease, you create what are called stealth forms, L forms of the Lyme spirochete, which cannot even be picked up on any test. And so what the doctors are doing, if they do diagnose Lyme disease and then they give antibiotics, they're forming these stealth forms, which cause the spirochetes to go deeper into the body, and especially when they give pulses of antibiotics. You know, as soon as the antibiotics stop, spirochetes develop their normal form, then you give more antibiotics and they develop more stealth forms. So the treatment is actually what's forcing it to go deeper into the body. So whether it's diagnosed or not, I mean, at this point, Lyme is all over the world. It obviously came out of Plum Island, and whether it was released intentionally or it was just an accident that happened, who knows, but now it's everywhere. And this is a very serious problem that we have.
Well, I know you have some protocols that, you know, you educate people on how to, you know, remove these types of toxins from them. And how can people get in touch with you other than your website if they have questions about that?
Well, yeah, and I individualize. My protocol has to be individualized for each person based on their history, because people have been exposed to so many different things. I now have a toll-free number. It's 888-321-6751 for U.S. and Canada. But my other number is 828-294-662. I take calls every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And what I have to do is talk to people to find out what are they dealing with, because I've never found anybody that just had one thing. You know, they may have different infectious organisms that they're dealing with, but they also have hypertension or, you know, diabetes, whatever. So, you know, what I charge depends on how complicated the situation is. But,
right, and go ahead.
But I just want to say that, you know, people have to, you have to learn also what not to do. And that's one thing that I teach my clients. You know, don't use aspartame. Don't use pesticides. You know, don't use fluoride, the different things you have to stay away from. We are being assaulted in so many ways. It's always the big picture. And if you go on my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, and listen to the YouTube video of me explaining my diagrams, that's what I talk about, is the big picture. We have to learn what to do for the different, you know, health issues that we're confronted with. We have to learn what not to do, because these agencies, the FDA, the USDA, all of these different agencies, they're doing the exact opposite. They're not protecting the people. They're protecting the poisoners. And that's because of the revolving door that we have. Like, for example, you know, Julie Gerberding, who was involved with the FDA, is now in charge of Merck's vaccine division. You know, hello. How much of a conflict of interest could that be? And these people are, you know, they're criminals. They're committing crimes against humanity, and that's what I want people to realize. All of these big pharma solutions are pure poison.
Well, I think Dr. Ronald G. Grisanti, he heads up the Grisanti Center for Integrative Medicine. He said this, Dr. Carley, quote, taking prescription drugs is really a toxin made to shock the body into healing itself. Of course, I don't know if you'd want to call it healing. He says drugs are poisons, and they rouse the human body into a supreme effort to throw off the poison. The result is a general weakening of the organs, a transfer of the site of the disease to a different area of the body, which temporarily smothers the symptoms until later when a more deadly form of the disease emerges, end of quote. What do you think?
Well, I guess he either, you know, he must have a conscience. That's totally accurate as far as I'm concerned. When I was in medical school, I never learned the word allopathy, which basically means exactly what he's describing.
Right.
It's not getting rid of a disease. It's basically just managing symptoms. And that's what they do. And we're seeing more and more commercials on, you know, television every day, different, you know, legal groups that are bringing class action suits against different big pharma manufacturers for all kinds of, you know, side effects of things that they're, you know, doing to people. But amazingly, in almost all cases, these dangerous drugs are still on the market. And that's what amazes me, is people keep taking this crap. You know, when I hear these commercials of all kinds of things, there's one law firm that's handling like five different drugs. And they say, well, it can cause this and this and this and this, especially the antidepressants in pregnant women, causing all kinds of birth defects. And they're still doing it. How does that work?
I mean, I know, it's just an amazing thing. I think Merck is under fire with personal injury lawyers because of Fosamax, because of the dead jaw. You know about that, right?
Yeah, I know a number of people have called me and told me that their dentist won't even deal with their dental issues once they find out they're in Fosamax. Because jaw necrosis is a major side effect. So you
right.
take this drug and have your jaw rot. I mean, people have to check these things out. That's why I always tell people, check things out for yourself. Go to any search engine, put in the name of the drug you're taking, hyphen side effects, and read it for yourself. This is only what the drug companies admit to. But I guarantee you that after reading what they admit to, you would never take the drug.
Right, exactly. You know what the doctors are doing in Japan to deal with radiation?
No.
They're using ginger root, Dr. Carley.
Okay, well, The only thing I would ask is, where is the ginger root grown? If it's grown in Japan, then it's full of radiation.
Yeah, well, there it is. But what they're doing is they're peeling it and juicing it, and they're also making tea out of it, because ginger seems to have considerable radiation protection. So they have to drink it every day, though. So, yeah, but where they're getting the toxic-free ginger, I guess they're importing it.
Well, all I can say is there's natural solutions for everything. There's homeopathics that will detox radiation. There's different types of iodine that you can take that will help to protect your thyroid gland. But, of course, it's not just the thyroid gland. I mean, the whole body is being assaulted by the radiation that's coming from Fukushima. And we're all being affected by this. So people, you know, really need to take action. And isn't it amazing how there's been like a media blackout? It's you almost never hear anything about what's going on over there. I watch a lot of free speech TV, and they reported that now the third reactor is in the meltdown mode. So, you know, this is not going away. It's getting worse every day.
Well, I had someone ask me this week already. I know it's early in the week, but they asked me if you have a book out. And so I said, well, I'll ask her. I know she was working on one. So any updates on that?
Yeah, I'm making good progress now. My first book will be What Happened to the Hippocratic Oath. I don't like to give projections of when it will be ready, but I've been so sidebarred by various other things going on that for many months I didn't make any progress, but I am making progress. So, yes, and as soon as it's ready, I will be announcing it on your shows.
Now, is this a single volume, or is this like one in a series?
No, this is just going to be me explaining what I experienced in medical school, why I became a doctor, what I saw when I was in residency and as an attending, why I eventually left medicine. And so people know what's really going on, because it's getting so bad. As a matter of fact, I discussed on my show last week, I'm now in touch with a PhD private investigator that's releasing information about how when people go into hospitals, especially if they're elderly, they're being forced to have guardians appointed to them, which refuse to allow the family any input into the elderly person's care. And not only do they kill them, but they take everything they have. They sell their house, they sell their car, they just take everything. And so it's gotten so bad at this point, and that's why I always tell people, you know, if you have trauma, that's the only thing, in my opinion, you should be going to a hospital for, but you have to have family with you 24/7 guarding you, watching everything that happens to make sure that there's not some kind of a, you know, problem that develops on purpose. And, you know, I just want to warn people. My profession is totally corrupt. This was so hard for me to face. It was the darkest night of my soul to have to realize that after, you know, how proud I was to become an MD and all the many years and massive, massive school loans it took to do it, and then I realized that they were killing people. This was very hard for me, but that information can save people's lives, and that's why, you know, I always tell people, and I so respect you for what you're doing. I love your little soundbite there where you say, I don't trust anybody with a mask. That's hilarious, but true. People have to find a way. They have to learn how to take care of themselves and to prevent themselves from getting a disease, because once you go to the medical devils, you are toast.
Yeah, I mean, more than ever, Dr. Carley, we can't afford to be sick. We can't.
Exactly.
Exactly. So I know you have a radio show, so let's tell the folks how they can tune in to your radio show.
Okay, my show's on OrionTalkRadio.com every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, called What's Ailing America. Unfortunately, I'll never run out of answers to that question. And as I said last week, we talked about, you know, this new information that I had. I knew it was bad in the hospitals, but I didn't know about the Guardian situation. So that's one of the things we covered last week, is how they're actually, you know, not only killing people, but stealing everything you have and keeping the family out of the hospital. It's so evil, you can't even comprehend this if you have a comment.
Well, I agree. I understand. I mean, I knew there was a movement by attorneys to, when parents get, you know, older, to convince the families. I know in states where euthanization is, you know, more acceptable, the attorneys are moving, you know, the families towards that. So, you know, they could, you know, they deliver it in a nice little package. You know, it's the more humane, for, you know, so they wouldn't suffer. But it, more importantly, you'll get your inheritance, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So I knew that was moving along. But now when you move them into these facilities for treatment, it's you won't get the inheritance. The medical facilities will just bleed you dry.
Well, what's really disgusting is that they don't have to suffer to begin with.
Well, no kidding. It's just
the diseases are caused by the medical mafia. So, you know, they, you know, especially when elderly people are in nursing homes, they have to get the flu shot and the pneumonia shot every year. This is how they're becoming demented, is from the aluminum and the mycoplasma and other things they're being injected with. So it's like it's an intentional plan. And so they get them into that, you know, condition. And then they, you know, try to get the family to agree to kill them. But, you know, it doesn't even have to be a situation like that. They can just kill them themselves.
With well, I know, and it's
transfusions,
just,
drug cocktails, et cetera.
Right, and I think a Swedish Oslo group found a correlation. Of course, you've talked about this, too, that women who get mammograms most likely will have unnecessary mastectomies. So they're finding that there's a 31% increased risk of having a mastectomy if you have mammograms.
Because radiation causes cancer. And
yes.
It's another amazing thing to me is that, you know, the one thing that came out of the Fukushima situation is everybody's being told radiation causes cancer. By the way, don't forget to get your mammogram. You know, people just
I know. We shouldn't laugh, but, you know, it's just pathetic. Well,
it
Dr.
Is.
Carly, does your radio show have a phone bridge number?
Yes. There's also a toll-free number for the radio show. It's 888-320-6151, but you can also listen online. And like I always say, I'll never run out of answers to the question, what's ailing America, unfortunately.
Well, do visit Dr. Carly's website. You can click on her link at thepowerherbs.com. Or if you need to give her a call, her office number is 888-321-67. Is it 51?
Yes.
Okay, 888-321-6751. Well, as always, Dr. Carly, very informative. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Wendy, for all your good work.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Carly will be back with us next month, third Tuesday. Third Tuesday. Mark your calendars. And then don't forget also, coming up, we're going to be interviewing Shane Ellison, chemist and author of Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. For a free sample of his chapter from his book, click on the link on our homepage at thepowerherbs.com under What's New. And also, his interview will be the 6th of October. And then on the 11th of October, we'll be talking with Dr. Malcolm Hill, the author of God's Healthcare Plan. So come back. We got more stuff to talk about. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.